This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. On Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans blocked a no-confidence resolution on Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez. The Senate took a procedural vote today that fell 7 votes short of the 60 needed to cut off a filibuster on the measure. But that vote did show more than half of the senators in favor of rebuking Gonzalez. NPR legal affairs correspondent Nina Totenberg reports.
The no-confidence vote was largely symbolic, especially since President Bush has made clear he's standing by his man and has no intention of throwing Attorney General Alberto Gonzalez overboard. Republicans viewed the vote as a political stunt, but they too have been outraged by Gonzalez, as Senator Susan Collins put it in an interview.
I do think a vote of no confidence is a meaningless gesture in our system of government, but the fact is, I don't have any confidence in the Attorney General, and I think his continued tenure does not serve the country well.
On the floor of the Senate, the Republican leadership didn't try to defend Gonzalez. Instead, GOP senators accused the Democrats of proposing the no-confidence vote as a political ploy, an effort by Senator Charles Schumer, the chairman of the Democratic Senate Campaign Committee, to force Republicans up for re-election to cast a vote that could be used against them in an upcoming campaign. Assistant Republican leader Trent Lott.
This is all about partisan politics. Nobody is fooled by this. This is about trying to get a vote to try to put some people on the hot spot. That's what it's really all about.
Senator Schumer took umbrage.
It is politics to know that Alberto Gonzalez should not, must not remain as Attorney General and then quietly, meekly cast your vote to keep him.
Arlen Specter, the ranking Republican on the Judiciary Committee, said he did think the vote was put up as a political trick, but that was beside the point.
Have I lost confidence in Attorney General Gonzalez? Absolutely, yes. Attorney General Gonzalez has made representations which are false. The department at the present time is in shambles.
In the end, 6 Republicans crossed party lines to vote with the Democrats on Gonzalez, and 1 independent, Senator Joseph Lieberman, voted with the Republicans. Today's vote will not end the various investigations into how the Justice Department politicized decision-making on matters from the hiring and firing of the Bush administration's own federal prosecutors to possible violations of the federal law barring political interference in the civil service. Earlier this year, the Justice Department lost a discrimination lawsuit brought by the government's chief immigration lawyer in El Paso, a veteran Latina lawyer who was twice passed over for an immigration judgeship in favor of less qualified white men who were hired without an open application process. And today, the Washington Post reported that at least a third of the newly appointed immigration judges since 2004 had Republican connections or had been administration insiders, and half lacked any experience in immigration law. In fact, 2 of the newly appointed immigration judges were failed candidates for the U.S. Tax Court. One had been rejected for confirmation because he'd taken inappropriate tax deductions. The other had been opposed as unqualified by the American Bar Association tax section. This is all fodder for more congressional investigations. And at the same time, the Justice Department's own Inspector General has announced that he is broadening his investigation into political interference in the hiring and firing at the department. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.